Well, I do think Bill's feeling particularly brave this morning to hand me the mic after all these family stories. But we're going to talk about discipleship groups. And my first encounter with one was about 8 years ago. It wasn't called a discipleship group, nor was I seeking one. I was attending another church, and three women and other women and myself decided we were going to get together once a week to pray for others and pray for the church. And so we really didn't know each other that well at all. And I look back on it now, and I see that God had something else in mind. But initially, we met every Tuesday morning at 7:30, read scripture, prayed for others, prayed for the church, shared very little of ourselves. And about 4 months into it, I was faced with trauma from multiple directions in my life. There were Tuesday mornings that I wasn't sure I wanted to get out of bed, much less go into the vulnerable setting of prayer. After a couple weeks, I found that I could not fake it anymore. And I shared and confided in these women. And it was as if the floodgates of heaven started opening. While I couldn't put two words of a prayer together, they went to the throne of grace and cried out with such boldness, such conviction, sometimes with anger. I would go, whoa. And always with great love on my behalf. I had grown up in the Christian community, and I had never experienced anything like this before. It was as if God took me and set me right down in the center of Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, so we can run with perseverance the race that God has marked out for us. Well, I was on the front row seat of being surrounded by the witnesses, and little did I know that he was going to unpack the rest of that scripture in the coming months, in the coming years. You see, he had given all of us a heart to make that a safe place. He did it. We didn't know each other. And slowly but surely, he started shedding light on the hindrances and the sins within our life. I don't know how he did it. He's God. I'm not. But I know it happened. And I know as I watched, as we became free of those things, that joy surfaced to the top. I couldn't explain to you. I couldn't tell you these are the rules for having that happen. But God did it. After about 4 years, that group abandoned because of job changes and moves. And to this day, I still meet with one of those sisters and a third sister. And I can't imagine walking this journey without those kind of people in your life. I've learned a lot about being in discipleship groups, and I'm sure I've got a lot to learn. I've learned that transparency, loving honesty, and trust is the very lifeblood. I've learned there's a lot of fun and joy in these groups. For when you have a safe environment and no hidden agendas, you are free to be free. Yet you know when you hit the trials and tribulations of life that you've got brothers and sisters that are going to walk through the tunnels with you. I have learned that sometimes when God puts people in positions of leadership, whether it be leadership of a family or a business or even church leaders, we can be deceived sometimes into thinking we're the givers of answers, and that can be a trap. That can be a trap of pride, that can be a the trap of isolation. And the truth is, it's through our vulnerability and our humility that we receive the blessing of wisdom and love from God's people. I have learned that I am a lot more intentional about these kind of relationships now. I want them. I seek them. Like a treasured one that I have with a sister of another generation. On the surface, it would appear we're not so much alike. She's a young wife with young boys. I'm single with grandchildren. She's 30-something. I'm not. She's athletic. I can be a klutz. But we started having coffee every 2 weeks about 2 years ago, and I treasure those times together. We come with no pretense, no judgment, no demands, and we laugh a lot at the foolishnesses of life. I have now called her my adopted daughter, my friend, my sister in Christ, and she's a beautiful woman of God, and I'm going to ask Vida Manzano to come up here and close us in prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for such a beautiful day, Lord, and thank you for all your blessings, and thank you for hope. I want to pray for Susie, and personally, what a gift she's been in my life. And the timing of it, your timing. I pray, Lord, for all of us that we would have a safe place that we can go and be loved and be exposed to your love through other people, Lord. We love you. We pray that you'd be the center of our lives always. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you.